D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, we look ahead to the coming new year.
We look to 2020, and D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth, standing for freedom, standing for the gospel, really standing up for all of us that care about America.
What will 2020 hold for the country? And what should it hold for you?
You see, it really is the Christians that ought to be making New Year's resolutions, not the world.
We bid goodbye to the old year and usher in the new today on Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. We will be closing out 2019 in just a few days, and as we do, it's time to take a look ahead at what the new year will hold. What will 2020 mean for our nation? And what should it mean for you personally? We'll take a look at those questions on today's program, and we will offer you a last opportunity to obtain one of the finest collections of resources this ministry has ever compiled. We begin with a look at what this ministry has been able to accomplish this past year with God's grace and your support, and what we plan to do in 2020.
The Lord is in His holy temple.
Since 1978, the television ministry of Dr. D. James Kennedy has been airing on a weekly basis nationwide. That's an amazing track record for any television program, sacred or secular.
Let all the earth keep silence before Him.
Growing up, I watched Dr. Kennedy and had such a great appreciation for him. He was one of the few men in America in the church that got it from this standpoint. Who can argue with him about his heart for evangelism? I mean, he launched Evangelism Explosion. I mean, he was about winning souls for Christ. But at the same time, he understood we had to impact the culture. The two are not incompatible. They run together. They're parallel. And that's a part of the Great Commission. You don't choose one or the other. You do both.
Those who support this ministry through their prayers and their gifts make all these things happen, including the weekly television program. By the grace of God, in 2019, we were able to increase more than 30% of our viewing audience on the Sunday morning airings of Truths That Transform on the Lifetime channel. That's tens of thousands more people hearing the gospel weekly.
It is a tremendous benefit to the church all over this country and frankly all over the world that D. James Kennedy Ministries continues to produce programs every single week that shine the light of Scripture, the light of the Gospel, the light of God's own truth on all of the major controversial issues of our day.
Also in 2019, we were able to make your voice heard by speaking out against the misnamed Equality Act, which passed in Congress and, if it became law, would punish those who disagree with the radical homosexual agenda. Also, our viewers spoke out in support of some of the president's excellent judicial nominees. Dozens of conservative, constitution-upholding judges have been confirmed. Also, in 2019, because of your support, we were able to train political leaders running for office with a comprehensive biblical worldview view. Already, 5 graduates of the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership are running for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020.
I think it's great that some of us have already decided to run for Congress that have attended the Christian Statesman Leadership Training. Now nothing ever compares to the D. James Kennedy training, because I'm always emailing the directors saying, I went to this training, but it's nothing like yours. This D. James Kennedy training was life-changing, and it wasn't just facts. I mean, it was, God has anointed that training.
I find the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership to be an absolute necessity for the time that we find ourselves in. We need people who are competent, who are energetic, and who are engaged to take positions of leadership. We need the people who are reflectors of the light of Christ to take the mantle to run into the halls of government. And the D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Leadership is imperative to executing that as a strategic mission.
Also this past year, we continued to press our case in court against the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, and Amazon, which takes the SPLC's word as gospel.
The Southern Poverty Law Center started as an organization that tracked actual terrorist groups like the Ku Klux Klan and Nazi skinheads, but it soon morphed into a fundraising operation that has now cast basic Christianity as a form of hateful bigotry right alongside the Nazis. It's disgusting, it's dangerous, but D. James Kennedy Ministries stood up and said, we're not going to take it anymore, we're going to do this for everybody. You know, they're out there slugging it out for everybody, all the Christian organizations that are worried that they'd be bankrupted. D. James Kennedy is trying to bell the cat and reveal the real beliefs of the Southern Poverty Law Center and render them toothless for the future. And I applaud them for that.
I'm glad that D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing up to expose the hypocrisy, the psychological projection that the SPLC is involved in. Why? Because if they don't, who will?
Several weeks ago, the federal judge dismissed the case, so the ministry decided to appeal it.
The judge took the time to write an almost 150-page ruling over the course of a year in evaluating these issues. But we believe, as we are taking this up on appeal to the 11th Circuit, that there were a number of areas where he got the issue wrong.
Attorney David Gibbs describes what the SPLC is doing to D. James Kennedy Ministries.
They don't agree with the positions of the organization, and so they're calling them a hate group with the intent to destroy. And we believe, even though we have a lot of free speech and our First Amendment does protect that right to speak, that there has to be reasonable limits. You can't lie with the intent to destroy an organization and, in our opinion, get away with it in America. D. James Kennedy Ministries is literally standing up for the freedom of every Bible-believing church and organization across the nation.
I really do commend D. James Kennedy Ministries for being, you know, bearers of light. And in moments of darkness, you all punch holes through the darkness with the truth.
2020 will be a critical election year with a lot at stake. One of our ministry plans is to focus on ways to make sure this is an honest election. We have commissioned veteran journalist Robert Knight to write a book for us, Liberty at the Brink, How the Left Plans to Steal Your Vote. And we are in the process of producing programming exposing the issue from a biblical perspective.
I wrote the book because the left has deployed a number of strategies to literally steal the vote.
When you see the attempts by the left to get rid of the Electoral College and the electoral vote process, you see them attempting to reverse the wisdom of our founding fathers.
Election 2020 is unbelievably important. The courts are getting better, but they're nowhere close to being the kind of courts that the American people and that men and women of faith could rely on to effectively defend the Constitution as the founding fathers wrote it. So on the sanctity of life, religious liberty, many other issues, the next president will determine the direction of the country for our children and grandchildren probably for the next 30 or 40 years.
We look to 2020, and D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth, standing for freedom, standing for the gospel, really standing up for all of us that care about America.
Are you looking for solid evidence for the Christian faith?
But how do we know that the Bible is indeed God's Word? Those who would be effective witnesses for Christ need to realize that the resurrection is the unassailable fortress of Christianity.
Dr. D. James Kennedy explains 12 reasons why I believe in this new book compiled by Dr. Jerry Newcomb to bolster your faith and help you answer tough questions. Dr. Kennedy boldly and clearly illustrates how you can know for sure that there is a God. The world was created. Jesus was born of a virgin, and the foundations of your faith are true. Contact us today to receive your copy of 12 Reasons Why I Believe, so that you can be equipped to answer the challenges of skeptics and share the evidence for your Christian faith.
As you've just seen, by God's grace and with your faithful support, this ministry is making an impact on our culture. And that's why I ask you, without apology, to please help us gear up in the battle for truth in this forthcoming and momentous election year. And I want you to know that I am enormously optimistic about the year ahead, because God's truth will triumph when it's faithfully proclaimed. But we really need you to stand with us through your financial support. If you are able to give a generous donation to this ministry, we will thank you by sending you one of the most important books we have ever published, 12 Reasons Why I Believe by Dr. D. James Kennedy. This book compiles Dr. Kennedy's greatest arguments supporting the facts of our faith, including how I know Jesus is God and how I know Christ rose from the dead. And we will send it to you as our thanks for your tax-deductible donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or you can call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. Well, as we approach the new year, this is a time of resolutions. What should some of yours be? Dr. Kennedy addresses that question in this portion of his message, Christians and Resolutions.
This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. When you consider it, it's really amazing. In fact, it's virtually astonishing. Let me read the words again and see if you pick up on it. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Did you pick it up that time? This is a statement made by Paul, the apostle. Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul, the prisoner for Jesus Christ. Paul, the aged. Now do you see it? Paul, who has come almost to the end of his ministry. Many and many a year has gone by since he was confronted by that vision of Christ outside the wall of Damascus, and heard the words, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And many a lash had since cut into his flesh. Many a stone had caused his bones to shudder. Many a night had been spent in prison. Many a day and a night in shipwreck. And now at last he's coming to the end, but not quite. It will still be a little while before they take him out of another Roman prison and lead him out along the Appian Way, and then the headsman's axe will flash in the Roman sun, and Paul the apostle will put on immortality. But not quite yet. Now, what is so astonishing? What is the habit of old people? Why, they're mostly all the same. They live the declining years of their life in the rearview mirror. They're always thinking about and talking about the past. Why, Sonny, when I was your age? We didn't have things so easy. Well, I walked to school every day through deep snow 6 miles. And I walked home 6 miles through deep snow. And it was uphill both ways. Yes, indeedy. Not Paul. Forgetting those things which are past. And reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can't you just see the runner as he's coming to the last few yards of his race and he's stretching out just another half inch that he might reach the ribbon first? That was Paul, and that is astonishing. Which of you is like that? That's how we ought to be. Throw away the rearview mirror and fix your eyes upon the future, upon the glory that lies ahead. That's what Paul is telling us from his prison cell. And I think that's what God is telling us as a new year. Bright and clean and pure, with all of its marvelous potentialities, opens up before us. But do you really think, Pastor, that Christians ought to be making resolutions? Well, I absolutely do. The Bible talks about things like resolve. It talks about purposing. Paul says, I have purposed, not with a carnal purpose, but with a spiritual purpose. Many times says that. I have determined to do so and so. I determined to come unto you. There is a famous hymn, not sung as much these days, unfortunately, as it used to be. But it says, I am resolved. I am resolved to follow Jesus. I am resolved to follow Jesus. I am resolved to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. That's a simple but great message. Are you resolved? You see, it really is the Christians that ought to be making New Year's resolutions, not the world, though they're the ones that do it. Why? For the simple reason that the Christians are the only ones who have any chance of fulfilling the resolutions, because the world is in bondage. They're like an eagle that spreads its mighty pinions and leaps into the sky, only to be snatched down on its face on the ground by a 3-foot tether. And so man is in bondage. The natural man is a bondslave to sin. And therefore, his resolutions rarely ever see the first day of February, and are hardly known to ever last until the winds of March. But a Christian has been set free. Shackles are broken at Calvary. A Christian is the only one who is empowered to be able to resolve for Christ and then be given the power of God to fulfill those resolutions. Dear friend, you ought to be making resolutions. The Christian life begins with a resolution. Repentance is a determination to turn from sin and to follow Jesus Christ. And as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, which is a continual repenting of sin and determining to follow Christ in all of the ways of new obedience. Jesus summed it all up, I think. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness,
and all these things shall be added unto you. What is the first and greatest commandment? To love God with all of your heart and all of your strength and all of your mind and all of your soul. If you do that, then all of the other things are secondary to the kingdom of God. I am resolved to follow Jesus. I am resolved to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. May it be so.
As you just heard from Dr. Kennedy, our most important resolution for 2020 is to be fully resolved to following Jesus. And this means standing firm and shining the searchlight of truth in dark places, in a culture that seems to be fleeing headlong from any notion of biblical morality. The world is inundated by countless and conflicting belief systems. Some think that we are all continually reincarnated. Others think there is no God at all. And still others claim to be spiritual but not religious. In the midst of so many contrary opinions, we must be ready to winsomely answer questions and prove the truth claims of the Bible. For this final week of 2019, we have compiled a treasure trove of unparalleled resources to help you do that. First is the just published book, 12 Reasons Why I Believe by Dr. Kennedy. In this book, Dr. Kennedy shows the solid foundations of the Christian faith, a faith that rests upon evidences. In this book, Dr. Kennedy shares how I know heaven is real, how I know hell is real, and how I know Jesus is God, among other seminal questions. We will send you this new book as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Please let us hear from you right away with your tax-deductible donation before midnight on December 31st, so that we can enter the new year on a strong financial footing. As I have said before, we cannot do this important work without your help. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a donation of $75 or more, we will send you the book plus the 12-message, 6-DVD set, D. James Kennedy on Why I Believe, featuring Dr. Kennedy's classic messages on the evidences for the truth of Christianity. And if you're able to donate $100 or more, we will send you the book, the DVD set, and the classic hardcover book, What If the Bible Had Never Been Written, by Dr. Kennedy and Dr. Jerry Newcomb. This book was one of the foundational books of Dr. Kennedy's ministry, tracing the impact of the Bible on all of Western culture, including politics, law, science, and the founding of America. No other religion has even come close to Christianity in improving every area of life over the past 2,000 years. Find out how in this vital book. The package of resources that we're offering is perhaps the best that we've ever put together. And this is the final week we'll be offering it on this program. So don't delay. Please give your most generous tax-deductible gift right away so that we can finish 2019 in the black and head into 2020 ready to proclaim the glorious truth of Christ without compromise to a nation that will be deciding its future course at the ballot box next November. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. With the dawn of another new year upon us, it's important to step back and reflect on where we are in our journey of faith. Are we fulfilling God's call upon our lives? Are we seeking to accomplish what is significant and not just tending to what seems urgent? The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5 that we should redeem the time, for the days are evil. Author Robert G. Lee once pointed out how important it is not to squander the precious commodity of time. He spoke of having a bank that every morning deposited $86,400 in your account, but which then withdrew the unspent balance at the end of the day. The only rational thing to do would be to withdraw every penny each day. Lee points out that we each have such a bank, and its name is time. Each day we get 86,400 seconds credited to our account, and the portion we fail to use for a good purpose rolls away with the setting sun. No matter our youth or age, each sunrise brings a new day we can use to the glory of God. This is why the psalmist cried out to God, "Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." There is much to be done in the world around us. We live in a culture that is ignorant of biblical truth, where there is very little knowledge of God in the land, a culture that is turning to socialism and statism and sexual anarchy. Lord forbid that we sit quietly wasting our daily gift of time when the souls of men and women and boys and girls hang in the balance. Instead, as the Apostle Paul commands us, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Let that be our resolution in 2020. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. And in the coming new year, may the abundant blessings of Christ be yours. See you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
To go bravely and trustingly forward, leaving the consequences to God.
As we look at the nation in 2020, we have to be concerned about the spiritual state of our country.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.